Your weekly update with Front Stairs Talks. Guess who's back? Back again. Morin's back. Tell Paul sees water. Because Paul is yelling. Paul is yelling. Paul is yelling. Paul is yelling at me. Where is the new episode? Where is Front Stairs Talks? Where is Front Stairs Talks? What is up, everybody? How are you? Long time no see. I haven't talked to you in a while. A lot of things have happened over the years. Over the year. I think from my last episode, which was we lost a few of our guests. I kind of want to mention that first. Our first guest that we lost was Mike Spaulding. My heart goes out to him. His kids, his wife Rita, just an amazing family, and it's horrible that Mike's no longer with us. And we lost the director of Gotham Wheel, Paul Seaswater. Paul was my last episode. He such an amazing man. It was an accomplishment in my life to actually meet him, and was able to get him on the show and have him tell his story. If you heard that episode, and if you haven't, I wish you go listen to it, and listen to Mike's too. But with him, he is a true inspiration of something that's not going on in this country anymore or this world. And that is, starting off in the bottom of something, working your way up to the top. And, I love it. I started off that way. I'm not in the top, but I worked my way up to where I am today. And it's very, very inspirational to me. And I play for my daughter, who's 4 all the time, to kind of get her in the mindset that it's not just daddy that tells her she has to work hard. Again, if you have young kids, if you have teenagers, it's something good to kind of have them listen to and have them hear this man's story, because it's phenomenal. But Gotham Wheel still lives on. The Prince of Gotham Wheel, which is his son PJ, who's on the episode 2 of my good friend Paul Seaswater Jr. The man that's been all over me about where's my Front Stairs Talks episodes. He is taking the reins and helping out and making it a bigger thing. And I can't wait to look forward to it, to what he does with it. Paul is such a kind soul. I love the man very much. He's such a great guy. And I wish him all the luck, and we'll help him any way we can. So you guys could check out Gotham Wheel if you guys haven't, and make sure Gotham Wheel gets a like, check out their Facebook pages. They're selling good hoodies from a great Dorchester store called College Hype. So, it's dual purpose. You're supporting a friend, you're supporting a great Dorchester business. So just look them up, please. So I have to be honest with you guys. I recorded 20 of these episodes, but not this episode exactly, but I recorded 20 episodes with 12 of them with special guests. 2 of them were big names, and they weren't up to my par. I don't want to waste your guys' time. I feel like it wasn't good enough to publish. So I've been really lacking on the publishing lack part of this recording and keeping the show active and in front of your minds. Now, that being said, I think we need to work out something a little bit better, and I'm trying to balance being a dad, and working at my new my new company. Well, it's not new anymore. I've been there for almost 3 years, but and just trying to be more active on this. But something that I learned after a bunch of drama over the last 2 years with a lot of people is I can't be everything to everybody. So the one thing that has been lacking is my responsibility on this, and I apologize for that. But I do appreciate that, like, it hasn't been really active, but the podcast still gets listened to every week, and people are sharing it. People are actually digging it. I get comments on it weekly still. So, thank you guys so much for enjoying it and having fun with sharing it. And I greatly appreciate this. The podcast blew up is was way. Was not my expectation. I thought there was going to be like 10 people listening to it, and 9 of those listens would be my mom. But it definitely got a lot of traction, and I thank every one of you, and I apologize to you that I have not given anything new. But that being said, going forward, I am going to try to release good episodes this year. In 2024, and try to definitely keep this page active because I am getting a lot of feedback from you guys that you need more. So it will definitely happen. We'll definitely have more. It's just a balancing act now that I gotta get a little bit better at doing. But all honesty, I just, been going through a lot personally and trying to keep everything flowing in that way. So I really haven't been trying to actively think about the show. And so I apologize for that, but you know, sometimes you just need me time and or you need to heal a little bit or kind of let time pass a bit before you can actively do something correctly. And I feel like my time is now to do this correctly. So yeah, I just wanted to check in with you and keep everything 100, just keep everything 100% with you that I've been going through a lot, and I'm thankful for everybody, and I'm thankful for everything in life right at this moment. I feel like as a society, we drive on negativity and we need negative things to keep us going, but I feel like we all need to have moments of gratitude. Even though you don't believe in a higher power or not, or if you do, you know. Just take that, but in 2024, I've been driving home every day from work and having a 30-minute moment of gratitude, and it's changed my outlook on life. And it's basically like, you know, my daughter went to school today. I brought my daughter to school today. My daughter went in with clean clothes. I got into work. I knocked out this task, that task. I woke up at 4 a.m. I worked out. I I was able to do, a bunch of things. I'm driving in my car right now, it's like little things and it all kind of change your perspective. My boss told me to do something and I did it in 10 minutes and company's better at it right now. These are like little things that like I enjoy doing, and it's just nice to have the reflection of the positive, and it changes your outlook in life. And I really do believe that people need to do that. And also, it's okay to cut people off. This was the hardest thing for me in 2023 and 2024 was there's some people out there that it's not worth your time. And you just grow apart, and it's okay to grow apart from people. It's better to grow apart than fucking grab the rope and strangulation and then make up one big scene. So growth is good, but growth, what I learned last year and this year, growth is painful too. Because but it's all worth it. You realize how far you came. You feel like where everything's going. So can you kind of have a clearer path? So that's what I kind of wanted to leave you off with, was the show's not going anywhere. I'm actively trying to get better at trying to manage as much as possible. With great episodes, to not waste your time, because your time means more to me than to you. So I want to give you killer content, and I want you to enjoy every minute of what we're doing over here. So with that being said, I love every one of you, and you'll hear more from me. And I hope you guys absolutely have an amazing, amazing day. And please try those little things of gratitude sessions. And it's okay to change, and it's okay to not be stagnant, because some people want to be stagnant, and just your whole outlook in life will change. All right, guys. Till next time, new episodes are coming, I promise. Bigger, badder, and better.
Thank you guys for listening to Frontiers Talks. If you'd like to come on the show or have a show idea, please email us at frontierstalksinfo@gmail.com. Also, you can follow us on all of our socials, Facebook and Instagram, under Frontiers Talks Podcast. You can also listen to us on any smart speaker device by just saying, "Hey Alexa," or "Hey Google, play Frontiers Talks Podcast."